This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There's a growing body of evidence that hospital mergers can lead to higher prices. In other words, insurers, employers, and patients could pay more for things like C-sections, MRIs, hip replacements, the bigger a hospital gets. Today, we have an exclusive look at some useful new research on hospital mergers. Here's Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein at our health desk at WHYY.
For more than 40 years, a handful of economists, antitrust lawyers, and health policy wonks have worried hospitals that merge but operate in entirely different markets, so-called cross-market mergers, drive up prices. But for decades, the evidence, as it were, has been more anecdotal. This new paper from Northwestern's Limor Daphne and her co-authors provides definitive proof that when hospitals make these sorts of deals, they tend to hurt employers and consumers.
If you're doing it because you think in the long run it's going to serve your community well, you should think twice.
The study looked at the more than 500 mergers between 2000 and 2012 and focused on deals that involve hospital consolidation in the same state but different local markets.
We found price increases of 6 to 10% on average for those transactions.
6 to 10% is the sort of increase that typically gets antitrust officials worried. As of right now, though, cross-market mergers aren't scrutinized. This isn't because regulators are asleep at the switch. It's because, in part, they've lacked the empirical evidence to challenge these sorts of mergers. Massachusetts Assistant Attorney General Karen Sung, who runs the health division, says this new information will likely expand her work.
It's leading edge. It helps attorney general's offices refine our thinking and our analytics that drive our monitoring of the healthcare market on behalf of consumers.
Part of this work is designed to arm attorneys general and the FTC with a framework and data to challenge these different mergers. Already, at least three AG offices have asked for the report. But Greg Visness, an economist with Charles River Associates, worries regulators will get ahead of themselves and go after deals that may be perfectly reasonable.
These cross-market mergers, I can give you a good sense about why, in general, they might be bad. But I don't think we're at the point yet where I can say, this one's good, this one's bad.
Even if regulators are slow to respond, Daphne hopes this information makes its way to hospital C-suites, where she says executives and board members may not fully realize what these deals do.
So I don't want to paint them as, you know, these evildoers who are conspiring against everyone. I think when you see the insurance industry consolidating, when you see reductions in payments, you panic and you reinforce your current position, and a merger is a way to do that.
In a statement, the American Hospital Association said mergers provide patients with access to care and they are not a meaningful predictor of price change. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.